This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my Sirius XM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast, so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Hey, it's another great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show and podcast, and I want to welcome each and every one of you to this show. Now, I want to ask you a question, folks. Did you know that most people, they do not succeed, not because they don't have a good product or service, it's because they aren't able to share that product or service with a customer or a client or a potential sponsor or somebody who can give them money because they lack confidence in their communication skills, or they make some consistent mistakes. Today, I'm going to help you get past that so you can get to the money with one of the top gurus in presentations for sales in the world. I'm telling you, folks, you're about to get it on. Get your pens, your pencils, your pads, your iPads, all of your writing material out, because you're going to get some information today from a lady who's a Hall of Fame speaker who has helped organizations around the world to improve their presentation skills in sales. Well, you know, I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. It's forced upon me. I can't refuse it. No, I did not seek it. No, I did not choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer. If I lose it, give account. If I abuse it, just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. Well, I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity to be on with you one more time. And I'm grateful that you are here with me wherever you may be around the world, whether you're listening on this radio network, whether you're listening on a podcast, whether you're watching on the television network that we are presenting soon with our television division. We are excited however you're getting the information to help you to do more, be more, and achieve more. So I want to welcome you. You know, I am grateful for that minute, God's minute, and that was the minute that I adapted years ago from Dr. Benjamin Mays, who was Martin Luther King Jr.'s mentor. And I had a lady who used that minute recently, and somebody said, that's Willie Jolly's minute. And I said, no, it's not. It's Dr. Mays's God's minute, but I have become known for it. So I'm grateful for that minute. And then, you know, I take a moment, everybody who listens ongoing, to give God some glory, to start every show, to thank God for for life and strength and health. I am so grateful that I am able to be in the land of the living. I'm grateful for being able to have friends. I'm grateful for strength and health to do what I love to do. So I am grateful and I don't take it for granted. So I take a moment every show to give God glory. And I know everybody don't believe like I believe, but I know that I am grateful. And I take a moment to say thank you. I believe that God's gift to us is life. Our gift to God is what we do with our lives. So I say, do something extraordinary and then give God some glory. Now, you know, I'm thankful for each one of you who has made this the number one self-help show in America. I'm still amazed that almost 20 years now we've been able to be on this this journey, and we've had some of the best and brightest thought leaders. And now the podcast is in the top 5% of podcast downloads globally. I am still amazed at what is possible when friends share it with friends, and that's what I want to thank you for. Sharing it with friends, your family members, your coworkers, saying, you got to listen to Dr. Willie Jolly Show. It will help you grow your thinking, grow your future, grow your finances, grow your family, and grow your wealth. The Wealthy Way Show. And then I got to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Truist Bank. When two banks, two great banks come together, and they come together for one reason, to help people to grow. And they know if they help enough other people to grow and help people to succeed, then those people will bring business to them. And so BB&T and SunTrust came together with a concept of caring. We're going to help people by showing that we care. And when they did that, it exploded. So when you start with care, you build a different kind of bank, Truist Bank. Y'all go check them out. They're awesome. My special guest today is one of my dear friends. She has been with me on this journey as a speaker for over 30 years. We've been friends. She is an incredible. Now, she doesn't look like 30. She don't even look like she's 30 years old. When you look at her, she is one of the most beautiful physically. I mean, she's like look like a movie star. Terry Sojean. She is a renowned speaker, author, and entrepreneur, celebrated for her expertise in helping professionals enhance their persuasive presentation skills. More than 30 years after launching her companies, Terry Sjodin is the founder of Sjodin Communications. She started a spare room in her home, and she has built an impressive client list that includes Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, national sales teams, industry associations, and even members of Congress. She's the author of several books, including Scrappy and the New York Times best-selling book, Small Message, Big Impact. And she has been on the Wall Street Journal hardcover business bestsellers list, USA Today money bestsellers list. Her newest book is Presentation Ready, based on a multi-year research project that she has undertaken to help people to grow. She is a member of the Speakers Hall of Fame. I'm honored to be in that same Hall of Fame. And we were also on the Hall of Fame Leadership Committee. We served with each other in the Hall of Fame Leadership Committee. She was the chair. And then a few years later, I was the chair. And we have been friends. She lives in Newport Beach, California, with her geologist husband. And he is a great guy. Terry, thank you for being here. Tell us how you got here. How you get here? How does a young woman who started in debate club in her high school in college, how does she become one of the top speakers in the world?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege to be part of your show and to share some thoughts with your audience. My background, as you know, is in speech and debate. I was very fortunate when I was in high school. I had a high school speech coach. His name was Jim Caforio. And Jim took three of us from the time that we were sophomores and groomed us to be quite competitive in speech and debate. And because of his incredible coaching, we were really way ahead of the pack. I really found a love, and I'm very passionate about the power of the spoken word. And it just stuck. So I was a speech communication major in college. I competed on the collegiate level and then went to work within the sales industry, promoting other national speakers and sales trainers, and then parlayed that experience into building my own speaking career. So I've been doing that since, believe it or not, November 15th, 1990 was the day I hung my own shingle. And what I learned, and for those of you who are not familiar with the kind of speech and debate world, let me kind of give you a little bit of insider backstory. You learn very early on that it doesn't matter where you went to school or what neighborhood you grew up in, that that each speech tournament experience is based on you as an individual and your performance for each event and each opportunity. So for example, when you roll into a tournament, there's no matching uniforms. You're given a number. You might be guided into a room with six or seven other competitors. And at the end of three preliminary rounds, the individual with the best presentation skills scores wins. That's it.
Wow.
It's for better, for worse. It just, it's fairly cut and dry. And if I would advance to the semifinals, I'd be excited, but I didn't always win. So if I didn't win, I would still go to the semi rounds. I would go to the final rounds. I would listen, I would watch, and I would explore what the winning participants were doing. And I would say, okay, what do I need to learn from this? And then I would go home and I would take my best guess. And I would just try to figure out what I needed to do to level up my presentation so that I could win at the next tournament. And what you learn really early on is that you don't go back to the next tournament with a speech that doesn't win. And yet business and sales professionals do it all the time.
Without changing it, without upgrading it, without making some differences in it. I noticed that you said that in the book, that you said you would go and watch and learn what others were doing that was working that might be something that you could use for future reference. And yeah, I love that about
the foundation.
That. So you start working for a couple sales organizations over the years, and then you started to. You started your own company in your spare room in your own room, something to that effect.
Spare room in my room, yes.
Yeah. So what made you decide to become an entrepreneur?
It was based on that foundation, because a lot of people would say, you know, can you help me, or how do I make my presentation better, or how will you help my sales team, or how can you help my sales team? And when you're working with business people, they don't have a lot of patience, right? They're not going to go and sit through a bunch of speech tournaments. So everyone wanted to know the quick answers, the fast answers. And so it started early on with a book that I wrote called Sales Speak, where I addressed the 9 biggest sales presentation mistakes that business professionals make. Mm. And so fast forward to kind of bringing us up to 2024, a few years ago, I decided, okay, well, it's time to go revisit those mistakes and ask the simple question, like, are these still the same 9 mistakes? And if so, why? And if not, why not? Has there anything that's fallen off the list? Is there anything new that's been added? And that led to this beautiful, incredible opportunity to work with my alma mater, San Diego State University, and partner with them to do a 3-phase multi-year research study, which asked a very simple question, which is, does making a sales presentation mistake impact an individual's ability to get a win or a deal or an opportunity? And overwhelmingly, the answer was yes. Yep. And so that's what the book is about. And that's what I hope we can talk about today to help your listeners.
One more question I want to ask about your background. Where did you come from? Where were you raised? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Southern California. My mom moved here when she was 13 years old from London, England. And my dad grew up in Duluth, Minnesota. So, you know, we were just kind of scrappy. We were kind of scrappy family, scrappy kids.
You know what? That's the perfect. And that's why her book is called Scrappy. One of her first books is called Scrappy. This woman is fantastic on the platform, and when she speaks, she's incredible. But part of it is her scrappy nature. She just is willing to keep getting back up. Every time she gets knocked down, get back up. Things don't go well, get back up. She has a scrappy part of her. And that probably came from her family. That's what I really wanted to get to. How did you get to be so persistent, so dogmatic, so make it happen? I'm not giving up. We're going to talk more about that in this next segment, how to help people be able to better share their ideas so that they can get the sale, they can get the deal, and they can get the contract. Oh, come on, from somebody. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast with my special guest, Terry Shardeen. And we'll be right back after this quick break. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to revolutionize your relationship with money? I'm Brian Ford, a financial wellness expert.
And I'm Bright Dixon, an expert in positive psychology. Together, we host Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, a podcast from Truist Bank that's all about exploring the relationship between your money, your mindset, and your well-being.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or truist.com/moneyandmindset podcast.
This is Dr. Willie Jolly, host of the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. The smart first step to buying a home is knowing how much you can afford. A Truist mortgage professional can help you understand that in just a few minutes. Connecting with a lender first helps you to be more confident in your search. Truist offers loans that can help you become a homeowner with a low down payment. The best way to find out if you qualify for a low down payment loan is to talk with a Truist mortgage professional. Visit truist.com/mortgage. Truist.com/mortgage to see current rates, to get a sample mortgage payment using their calculator, and find resources to help you buy a home. Talk to a Truist mortgage professional about your loan options. Having that relationship in place can help you find the best financing options available to you. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. Truist Bank. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast across America, around the globe. And I am grateful for each and every one of you who listens wherever you listen. And I want to encourage everybody to do a couple things. One, I'm encouraging you to go to winwithwillie.com. Get some of the free resources we have there. We have ebooks, and we have audios, and we have music, and we have training programs that will help you. And we got some free and some you can invest in. And then go and make sure you watch some of the videos that we have there just to inspire you. And then sign up for my newsletter. Every week I send out a newsletter with the lessons that will help you, that are helping me, from my guests and from people I meet along the way. So go to winwithwillie.com. Also, follow me on social media. Now, many people have been recently following me because of a video that I did that has gone viral. It's about a lady named Aunt Dolores, who is 96 years old, bought her home when she was 23 years old, 70 years ago when a time when they would not let women buy their homes if they didn't have a husband. Well, they finally went through with the deal. She got the home in a very exclusive part of D.C. and the first African-American woman to buy a home in that area. She is amazing, feisty and dynamic and incredible. So if you have not seen the video, go check it out. It's blowing up. It's gone viral.
Hundreds of thousands of views. Go to any of my social media platforms and look for the Aunt Dolores video. It will bless you.
My special guest is Terry Shodine. Terry Shodine is a high content speaker. She is a best-selling author. She is a world-renowned expert on sales presentations, how to get your presentation to a point where it wins and it helps you to grow your wealth. And she has a brand new book. I'm so excited about this book that she has out, and it's called Presentation Ready: Improve Your Sales Presentation Outcomes and Avoid the 12 Most Common Mistakes. And so she was just saying that there are mistakes, and she has learned over the years, the research has proven that they're common mistakes that people make over and over and over again. And if you just knew, if you were aware, there's awareness. Now, she talks about the three different types of things that will help you to become more effective in your communications. So I'm going to kind of let her do what she does. She's the expert. Go, Terry, tell us about awareness and all the great things that can help people to grow their wealth through growing their proficiency at giving great presentations in the sales process.
Well, I think on some level, everyone wants to improve their presentations. They just don't know where to start. Confusion about the words public speaking is that initially people think it means you're speaking to a large group. But the size of the audience isn't important, right? The most significant presentations typically take place one-on-one or small group.
Right.
Does that mean that you're delivery skills would be any less significant, any less important? Heck no. So whether you're selling yourself on a job interview or for a promotion, whether you're selling a product or a service or a philosophy or an idea, whether you're promoting a specific cause that's important to you, it requires us to get that information out of our heads and our hearts and across our lips and into the mind of someone else who can then take action as a result of that meeting, visit, or presentation. So that's the context that I want you to think about as we're going through this call today. And as we're going through this, think about your next presentation opportunity. What do you want to have happen? And if we can get you into the mindset where every meeting, every opportunity leads to the next step, leads to the next win, that's how you can incrementally grow and expand your sphere of influence. And that's the gift. That's the power of public speaking. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It just requires your time and a little bit of talent. And when you make that investment, the ROI is significant.
Absolutely. So you talk about that. And by the way, this is you an expert on this. You were already an expert, but then you went into great detail to do research that showed something that was research-based. Am I right?
Correct. So one of the issues is, it doesn't matter what I think or what you think. I thought it would be so helpful if we went back to experienced business and sales professionals and we asked them this question, right? Looking back over the last 6 to 9 months, is there anything that you've done that you think cost you a win or a deal or an opportunity? And again, the answer was yes. Over 94% of our participants said, yeah, looking back, if I kind of think about my last presentations, I think there's something I could have done different that would have impacted the outcome. So then we said, thank you for being so transparent. Can you share with us what those things are? And over and over and over, Willie, there were these 12 things that kept coming up over and over. Interestingly, we also asked the same group of people, okay, well, who better to judge business and sales professionals than other business and sales professionals? So when somebody's pitching you, presenting to you, interviewing with you, is there anything that they did that cost them the win or the deal or the opportunity? And again, the answer was yes. But the answers, while all being the same 12 answers, but the significance of the mistakes varied. So I can kind of expand on that if you'd like.
Okay. I do want, I want you to expand on that, because I can think about right now, it's been years now. It's probably been 10 years where I had a major sales opportunity and I blew it by not, there were certain things I would have done differently. You know, you go back when you mess up, you go back and say, man, if I had done that, if I had done this, then that's exactly what happened. And it could have been, you know, $1 million deal. So that was a lot of money to lose because I wasn't prepared. Thank God I was able to learn and to get some other opportunities. So why don't you tell us some of the things that, you know, you share that make it maybe help some of these folks who are listening.
Well, I appreciate your transparency, and I would have the same confession. I confess, I have personally made every one of these 12 mistakes, and right. That's why I know they're so costly. So again, we can kind of touch on them, but let's start with the first three, the top three mistakes that most people self-confessed.
Right.
So number three, again, no particular order. Number three, most people confess that they wing it.
Wing
they
it.
They kind of roll in hot, right? They're
that's
kind
right.
of winging it.
They winging it. I'm good. I'm just going to go in and I pick up the phone and start going in. No preparation, no thinking about it. I'm just winging it.
Yep. Number
by
two.
By the seat of my pants, as some people say.
Yeah, we say rolling in hot.
There you go. Okay. That, you know, that's probably not a good way to do a great presentation. I mean, it's not a way to not organize your thoughts. I'll give you an example. Speaking. Years ago, when I was a new speaker, I would kind of wing it. Okay. I'm brand new, 30 years ago. And my wife would be in the audience. And afterwards, she would very kindly, because you know, I didn't have much confidence, she'd say, you know, you could have maybe done this a little better because you were talking on one point and then without a turn signal or anything, you jump to something else. And that was because of my jazz singing background where I was just improvisationally doing it. You know, it's good to be improvisational on jazz stage, but not on the speaking stage. And one of my mentors told me, even the greats practice their improvisation. Boom.
Sure. And when you really sit with someone and you ask them, you know, why did they wing it? There's a range of excuses. They can start with, well, I've been doing this for a long time, so I just like to feel my way through it in the moment. To, you know what? I just hung up the phone with a different client in a different situation and my head wasn't in the game, right? It can be all over the board.
Right.
So that kind of leads us into the second biggest mistake, which is that most people self-confess that they conclude at the end of a meeting or a presentation opportunity, but they did not close. They didn't have an ask. They didn't have a specific direction as a result. So it kind of has like this trailing ending that doesn't lead to a conversion.
Wow. They didn't ask for the sale. Didn't that, folks, this is a major point. We both are part of the National Speakers Association. The National Speakers Association was founded by a gentleman named Cabot Robert. And I'm honored to be the latest Cabot Award recipient. But Cabot, yay. But Cabot had a four-step sales procedure, which Terry just kind of touched on. Number one, know what the problem is. Think about what their problem is. What's the person's problem? Number two, give them a solution to that problem. And number three is convince them or persuade them that your solution is the best of the options that are available for solving that problem. And number four, ask for the sale. You got to ask for the sale. Am I right, Terry?
Absolutely. And most people conclude, but they do not close. Big difference, right? A conclusion is kind of a wrap up.
Oh, hold on. Stop for a minute. That's a pearl, folks. That's one of the ones you want to write down. Most people will conclude, but they will not close. They think they're the same thing, but they're not. Okay.
No. Conclusion's a wrap up.
Wow. Conclusion's a wrap up. A close is you ask
a specific call to action. Exactly. What do you want them to do as a result?
a specific call to action of what you want them to do. And if you're going to be in business, people, if you're going to make money, you've got to close the deal. You've got to close. You got to ask for the sale. Many people feel uncomfortable. Ask for the sale because they're clumsy. And I don't know if that's one of your ones or not, but that they're clumsy. They stutter. They fall off. And then they're good speakers. They don't stutter at that moment, because I know I used to stutter and I'd get tongue-tied. But I had to practice asking for the sale. I got a story where the guy asked me what my fee was, and I couldn't get my fee out. And he said, okay, I'm gonna give you the lower fee I can think of. And I took it because I wasn't prepared. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back with that third point and then some of the other points. We're gonna take a break for station identification with Terry Shodine. But you're gonna wanna stay around because this is gonna help you make millions. That's what I believe, millions. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and Podcast. And I am excited that I have this opportunity to talk to my dear friend, Terry Shodine. Before we go back in the interview, I want to make sure y'all know about Truist and how they're trying to help people to get wealth and generational wealth by home ownership. We know home ownership is the foundation of creating wealth, something that you can pass on. As one of our guests recently said, homes appreciate, cash evaporates. And so we want people to be able to not just pass on some cash, but more importantly, a home that can go for generation to generation to generation, possibly. So Truist is helping people get homes with a low down payment alone. And if you are serious about doing this kind of generational, fantastic financial forecasting, then you need to call Truist. They have a special place that you can go on their website, truist.com/mortgage, truist.com/mortgage. And you can also call them and talk to a Truist person on the phone who can help you to work with you to get you the best options. So go to truist.com/mortgage, truist.com/mortgage, and you'll be glad of the information. Truist is an equal housing lender. When you start with care, you build a different kind of bank, Truist Bank. My special guest is Hall of Fame speaker, best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author. Let me make that clear. That's not a small thing. And a woman who is one of the gurus and how to help you to get presentations that close business. Okay, you were telling us that first thing people do is wing it. Okay, they wing it. That's a mistake. And they don't ask for the sale. What was the third one?
So the number one biggest mistake that most people self-confess is that their talks have become far too informative in nature rather than persuasive. They have a tendency to data dump. Mm. And there's a lot of ramifications that come along with that. But What I try to help people to do is to speak with clarity and brevity so that you can get to the point in a shorter period of time and still accomplish what you want to accomplish while being of service to your listener.
Say that. Give me a little more detail, because people sometimes think they got to give a they got to get all the information out so that people have all the data so that they can make a good decision.
Yes. So again, in Presentation Ready, we divide the.
Stop. Okay. In Presentation Ready, that's a great little line. What does that mean? is that one of your offerings?
That is the book, the brand new book, Presentation Ready, which covers
so in the book, of the 12 Presentation Ready. I didn't, because you also have a LinkedIn. You also have a LinkedIn course.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a course on LinkedIn. So if you are on LinkedIn and you're premium, you can get, it's under sales skills on the 12 most common sales presentation mistakes. Otherwise, you can actually just do like a pay-per-view and you can just watch the one show. Just type in Terry Shodine and sales skills, presentation skills, and it should pop up. Persuasive presentation skills.
Okay, but, so let's go back to the book.
Yeah, in the book.
In the book, Presentation Ready. And before we go any further, some people might say, I'm ready to get that book right now. I need it for my sales team. I need it for all my people. Where can they get it? Where can they get that?
So, the book is available on Amazon. It is available in bookstores nationwide through your major chains, including Barnes & Noble, and then, of course, all of the independent bookstores. Please support your brick-and-mortar stores. They're very important.
That's right.
You love bookstores as much as I do. I invite you, whatever is your preference, whichever is easiest for you, Presentation Ready, Terry Shodine on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold.
And Shodine is spelled, it's Swedish, did you say?
Yes, S-J-O-D-I-N.
S-J-O-D-I-N. I love that. And she is not only brilliant and beautiful, but she also knows how to help people make money and make lots of it. Okay, so those are, boom, boom, boom. You got it. You can't wing it. Don't do that. Sit and think for another few moments. I'm encouraging people to just, before you make the sales call, before you make the presentation, think, maybe make an outline that you can use. I do that with my speaking, even at this level of speaking, and I've been doing it so long that I am very comfortable. But even now, I make an outline of the things I want to make sure I touch bases on or the places I want to go. There's a little roadmap. So, prepare. What the old saying, prior planning prevents pitifully poor performance. And so
it's a lovely acronym. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead, Terry. What else can people learn from Presentation Ready, the book?
Right. So the things that we're talking about right now live under what we call developing your case development. So we want you to, when you're getting your head in the game, you want to say to yourself,
and by case, let me break in here, because case was you're developing your argument,
your plan, your arguments, your structure, all of that lives under kind of building the case. What is the persuasive case you're trying to build?
Got it.
So then the second category for building a persuasive and compelling message is your creativity. This would include your storytelling, your ability to develop rapport, to capture the attention of the listeners. This includes, if you think of the case of any message as the skeleton, it's the structure, then think of the creativity as the soul, right? It's where all of that magic of connection comes into play. And then that third category is your delivery. That would include your eye contact, your body language, your use of humor, drama, and personal stories. So you might have a really strong case, but you need to build a little bit on your creativity. Or you might have just great stories, but it's not compelling because you didn't build a strong persuasive case. Or you can have a strong case. You could have some really beautiful stories and anecdotes, but maybe your delivery's off, or maybe you relied too much on your visual aids, or maybe you didn't have that comfort that where you were speaking in your own authentic voice because you hadn't really kind of taken it to a place of polish. So, but beyond polish is charisma. And I'll just say this about delivery. Polish comes from practice, but charisma comes from certainty. It's about owning the material in a very different way. And then it's When you build those three things together, you build a really rock solid case, you infuse it with dazzling creativity, and then you speak in your own authentic voice. Those three elements in cadence really help you to craft a message that helps you to stand out with elegance and grace. And you don't have to be afraid or uncomfortable about the word selling. And I think that's really my biggest calling. I want to help people to feel confident about crafting a persuasive message and being in sales without it feeling like they're being hard sell. I think there is this elegant, beautiful way to do it, and then you can get a message across and really, you know, build your business, build your platform, build your cause.
I think that's an important point to kind of dwell on for a moment. People have a misconception about selling. And they think of selling as a used car salesman, I gotten a lot of great cars from guys who sold me a car that had been previously owned. Okay. When over the years, some of them were very nice luxury cars, but they were elegant. They were classy. And so I don't think in the same manner, but there have been people who are a salesman who have the hard sale, and they push you, and it's uncomfortable. So
sure, it's in literature, it's in movies, right? We think of Willie Loman and Death of a Salesman. Like there are these personifications that aren't necessarily accurate. But I love salespeople. We move commerce. We make things happen. Nothing happens until somebody sells something. So I'm a huge proponent.
I have a sign on my wall in my office. Nothing happens till a sale is made. And you got to make a sale. And you can be elegant in doing it. And here's what I love. Someone said, my job is to make an offer. Your job is to accept it or reject it. But if I don't do my job and the least offer, you won't get to do your job to accept it or reject it. And particularly if it could be of help to you, if it could be a blessing to you, if it could be something that makes your life better. And that's one of the things we talk about. A great sale is something that will be a value to someone else. And old saying, nobody likes to be sold, but everybody likes to buy.
and I don't have any. I think that's probably why I believe in debate strategy in a selling environment, because it's about using and creating a clean, logical, persuasive strategy to communicate your message with savvy, but also to do it in a way that's ethical and makes you feel good about what it is you're proposing. So
absolutely. Again,
while we have that kind of sales hat on, if we can have
you got the case, then you got
sales hat on.
You got case, creativity, and then delivery. Go ahead.
And delivery. Yes. So you've got your sales hat on.
Yes.
And you might be thinking, well, I'm not in sales. I'm an entrepreneur. And I would argue, well, nobody's going to sell your widget better than you, right? You have to put your sales hat on. Sometimes people say, oh, you must be so happy now that you're a speaker because you don't have to sell anymore. I said, oh, I'm like, oh my God, I sell every day.
You have to
sell a radio or television show host on why they should book you over another guest to be on their show. You have to sell yourself into an opportunity to get a speaking engagement. Why should I book you over another fabulous speaker? You know, it's not like we arrive at some space and then suddenly we don't have to sell. It is an ever evolving, ever required skill set.
That's right.
As you build your business, as you build your sphere of influence, and even when you're selling yourself to get the next job, the next promotion, it is how will you craft a persuasive message that makes them say, yes, that's the person we want to put in the next role. That's the candidate that we want to give the next opportunity. So, you know, I feel very strongly about the power of the spoken word, but I think there's nothing like it on the planet. It is the great equalizer to me, because if you can speak beautifully and represent that organization beautifully, it changes everything.
It changes everything. Folks, she really does help organizations in a unique way because she makes the sales process something that people can embrace and somebody can be new to it and really learn how to build a case, deliver it with creativity and glamour and make it just wonderful. And you feel like, I'm glad I'm in this room. When she speaks, that's how you feel. When she was at the National Speakers Association, she did a keynote. It was fabulous because she made everybody in the room feel important. It made them all feel valued. And so that's why she is the guru on sales presentation. That's what I call her, the guru. So we're going to take another quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the other points of this incredible book, Presentation Ready. And you're going to be able to see how you can close more business. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me.
When you need me,
call me. You can call on me.
Call me.
You can call on me.
Pick up the phone.
You can call
and call me.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech. And I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life, and I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500, and that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast around the country, around the world. And my special guest is the guru of making glamorous sales presentations, Terry Chaudine. Now, she has a new book called Presentation Ready. And let me give you a little synopsis of the chapters she gives. And I hope you don't mind me giving these mistakes. The mistake, now, you know, mistake, you got the winging it mistake. Being overly informational versus persuasive. And then you got being boring, boring, boring.
So the thing about this one.
Yes.
Is that, remember I had mentioned earlier in our interview time together that we asked people what they self-acknowledged. Right. But what did they notice in others?
Yes.
So boring, boring, boring was the number one mistake that most people identified in other people.
Mm.
Now, the reason that I bring this to your attention is, don't you find it fascinating that most people self-identify as being overly informative, but other people are boring? So we call that the third person effect, because yes, we don't always think about how we sound to other people. Yes. But we notice it very clearly in others.
Look, and I'm going to give everybody a little tip. In our business, and Terry knows and I know that once we become successful speakers, best-selling authors, we get people say, I want to do what you do. And I don't know how many you get. I get probably 10 a week or more of people say, I want to take you to lunch and, you know, help. And I used to do it. I had plenty of time to do it and I did it. I don't have the time now because I'm traveling. I'm doing this radio show. I've got television. I've got books. We are moving 100 miles an hour. So we created a program online called youcanspeaknow.com. Youcanspeaknow.com. And it's speaking basics. But in this speaking basics, I give them the sharp principles: stories, humor, anecdotes, R is for responses, and P is for points of interest. And what you do is you get non-boring by telling great stories, having some humor, self-aggrandizing, you know, something about yourself, anecdotes, and you go from there. So anyway, that will help. Then you got also here ineffectively using creative and visual arts.
It means now you're trying to illustrate in a profound way, in a way that makes people say, you know, I've heard this before, but the way you're saying it, it's landing in my mind in a different way. And so now you've piqued my curiosity. And one of the things I try to encourage people to do is to not just launch into a story, but very specifically, we want them to have experience an awakening. We want them to experience this curiosity that is not about, I know you and I could talk about this all day long, but it's not about the audience saying, you're an amazing speaker. It's about them going, ouch, I got a lot out of that. I think you're an amazing speaker because you helped me.
Right.
I think that you're an amazing provider because it helped me. It's not about your being the greatest because of your platform skills. It's how your platform skills help the people who are listening to you through your creativity and your use of visuals. And so let's go back to one of the objections that you kind of shared at the beginning, where you said a lot of times people feel uncomfortable with closing. They conclude, but they don't close. Mm-hmm. And so then they think, oh, maybe I need a closing tactic. And I would argue, I don't think you need a closing tactic. I think creatively, you should just be able to speak in your own authentic voice and just ask them. So then let's touch back. As we move from case into creativity, you might say, Terry, how do you transition creatively into the close? Mm-hmm. And I say something very simple. I when I get through all of the stages, I would say, would you like to move forward?
Boom. Would you like to move forward?
Would you like to move forward? And would you like to move forward? Based on everything we've talked about today, would you like to move forward? That's not scary.
It's not scary. And it's a simple question.
And it opens the dialogue.
Would you like to move forward? You know, I always ask people a quick question. Would you like to go to Bahamas? If I were going to give you a free trip to Bahamas, would you like to go? And everybody puts their hand up. I've just gave them a closing. Now, I didn't tell them how they're going to get there. I didn't tell them if they're going to go on a bike, a boat, a plane, or a rowboat. But I asked them, do you want? And I made them an offer. And that's what we want people to do. Okay. Let's say you were coming to D.C., Terry Sardine.
Okay.
And you were speaking somewhere and I went to hear you, and Dee and I came to hear you, and we took you to lunch, and then we took you over to Howard University or American University, my alma mater. And we went to a business class of young wannabe entrepreneurs, business people. Sure. I want you to give them a few, you got us. If you're going to be successful in business, here's some things you got to do.
So the first thing, I just had a conversation like this with a crew of people from San Diego State, two individuals in particular. And they said, where should we start? And I said, please, just do me a favor. Decide what you think you'd like to do. And they'll say, well, what if I don't really know? And I would say, I bet you, you know. Mm. I bet you, you have a fantasy. Like, what's your dream job? What do you really want to do? And then pursue that internship, pursue that opportunity, work within that industry, get very clear about what you would like to do. This is your time. This is your fantasy. So if you had a magic, if I said to you right now, if I had a magic wand and I could set you up for your first entry level job in anything in the whole wide world that you want to do, what would it be? Trust me, they have an answer.
Right. That's
and
right.
What happens is we get distracted. Right. We get distracted by the shiny, pretty things, or we think, oh, they'll never let me in, or I don't have this, or I don't have that. And I don't even know who they are, but they we give them a lot of power.
Right.
And so I want people to get really clear and allow themselves to go after whatever that dream or fantasy is and do the work.
Right.
Don't think it's going to have some patience.
Right.
And you might have to work a part-time job at night. Like I worked my part-time job at night waiting tables so that I could serve and do my fantasy job in the day where they paid me, you know, really minimum wage. But
right.
And that's when we're going to go back to that scrappy attitude. Like if you want it, you've got to get a little scrappy. You've got to be willing to do your work and do your time. Maybe you have to work two jobs in the beginning in order to make it work. But trust me, in the beginning, I had some friends that came right out the gate. They got some great jobs and they were making more money than me. But I was on my plan. I was on my path.
Right.
And now we don't need to talk about what the difference is. But
the difference is big. You making the money. You making the big money. And I love it. I love it.
So do the work.
Amen.
Stay the course.
Yes.
Stay focused on your dream. That would be the first thing I would say. All so right. Then I would pinpoint. I would say, so what do you want to do? Who do we know? Who do you know who might be willing to do that? And think of all the wonderful stories, Willie, that you and I have heard from our peers, our contemporaries that worked in the mailroom, you know, did shuffled papers, worked for free. I mean, if you want it, do the work.
Do the work. Okay. So those are two great points. Terry Sodine, where can people get your new book, Presentation Ready?
So again, I encourage you to just pop on Amazon, type in Presentation Ready, Terry Shodine, TerriShodin, and it'll just pop up and you'll be able to get it on Kindle or a hardcover copy. And then I'll be in the studio next week recording the audiobook version. If you wanted to get it on Audible, it should be ready, I would think, by early May.
Okay. Where can they reach you to have you come in and speak for their organization?
So please follow me on LinkedIn. Go to linkedin.com or you can visit my website directly. Just type in terrishodine.com. That's TerrisJodin.com. And that'll take you to my website and you can sign up for I have a quarterly newsletter called the Presenter's Post that you can access for free. In addition to that, from the homepage, if you're interested in the research study, you can receive complimentary access to the three different reports. One is pre-pandemic. The second research report is from the midst of the pandemic on virtual presenting. And then the third and final phase of the research study includes in-person, virtual, and hybrid presentations. And you'll see how the 12 mistakes played out very consistently through all three phases. And that's complimentary.
That's valuable, folks. That's valuable. I told you she was research-based. She's a guru. She's excellent. And she's awesome. So she's my dear friend, and I'm grateful for her. And
thank
I want to, I love you. And
love you back.
I love you more. Anyway, and I want to give your love to my love to your husband. And then, folks, I want to continue to send love to each and every one of you who has made this program a popular program. I'm grateful for you. And then I got to shout out Truist. When you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. They have been supportive of both the radio show the podcast, my newsletter, everything we do, they are part of it. So I want to thank Truist. Go check them out at truist.com. And last but not least, I want to invite everybody to join us every Monday night on the Jolly Marriage Show. You know, my wife and I wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. It's now a bestseller. And so if you have a relationship, we encourage you to go to get the free chapter from the book at jollymarriage.com. Watch our TED Talk, How We'll Never Ever Argue Again in Marriage. We've been married going on 40 years, haven't had an argument in 37 years. So you will figure out what we have learned and how you can employ it in your relationship. And join us on Monday nights for the Jolly Marriage Show on Facebook Live, A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, A Jolly Marriage on Twitter, and Willie Jolly LinkedIn Live. I want to thank each and every one of you for your time. And remember, for sure, your best is yet to come. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to williejolly.com/billionaire, williejolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.